Surrey can be Silicon Valley North, but it needs more help for education. That assessment has come today from SFU President Andrew Petter to a business crowd in Surrey. And Mr. Petter joins us live. Andrew, you say that that Surrey can be the new Silicon Valley North. What exactly does Surrey have that can make it like that?
It has a very dynamic business sector with a lot of potential in areas like energy and new systems. And because Simon Fraser University now has a foothold there, and because it's an area of huge growth, we have the capacity to grow in ways that will support that economic development, make sure that the talent pool is there for that kind of workforce, and to really build a model community that can, in the same way that Silicon Valley has, can show how you can make a university work with the community to develop jobs, economic opportunities, and really create a strong social environment as well.
Would the city have to do a lot of things in the area of zoning to make this happen?
Well, the city's already done its bit. The new Surrey City Center is rezoned for high density, and there's a footprint there for the university to expand. The city and the university have already partnered in a partnership around a clean energy initiative to make Surrey the hub for a whole clean energy sector that really can compete worldwide out of British Columbia. What we really need now is we need the support to grow the research and the student programs so that we can link into that and work with local business to grow.
Well, presumably that would fall under the aegis of the Provincial Education Ministry. What has it done, or what do you feel it needs to do to make that happen?
Well, thankfully, when the decision was made that Simon Fraser University would become a campus in Surrey, the decision was made that campus could not be the same size that it would start out at, which is about 2,500 students. There was a memorandum of understanding signed at that time that that campus would have to grow. Now, Surrey's population has grown a huge amount since then. What we really need is the province to now move forward with that MOU, start by doubling the size of the campus out there. And if they do that, what we'll do is we undertake to focus that growth in areas that will really support the social and economic development of the Surrey area as a major metropolitan hub, not only for the region, but for the province.
You spoke with business leaders today. What exactly can they do to help make this happen?
Well, again, the business community has been hugely supportive, and that's why I gave the talk the title I did about Silicon Valley North. It's rare to get into a community where there's so much alignment between the business community, the local municipality, the university, and the planning that's gone on. So the business community put out a report before Christmas showing just how short Surrey is of post-secondary spaces and came out very strongly in support of an economic strategy based upon the growth of post-secondary education. I was there today to thank them for that and to say that we're ready to do our bit. The city has also come to the table. And if the province does the same, this can be a huge win-win-win for everyone.
So if the provincial government goes ahead and gives you the hand that you want, how long would this take?
Well, the original target was 2015 for the full build-out, but I suspect because we're starting a little later than we hoped that we're looking at over the next 9 years, we would ramp up our capacity. It would mean three major new facilities in Surrey. So I would expect that we would see this done hopefully by 2020.
All right, Andrew, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Andrew Petter, the president of SFU, former minister in the provincial government, so he's well acquainted with education, speaking with us live.
News 11:30.